los productores de Betty en New York, Telemundo presenta...
¿Sabes que esto se acabó? ¡Ya!
La historia de dos amigas en crisis matrimonial.
¿Sigues con la idea de separarnos?
Sí.
Y el insólito pacto de un esposo que podría salvar la relación.
Vamos a darnos 100 días para ver qué pasa.
100 días para enamorarnos.
Una historia que los emocionará, los hará reír, llorar y reflexionar.
De lunes a viernes, 9-8 Centro, por Telemundo.
Team World Motivation Blog Talk Radio Show. We will kick off our motivation session with some affirmations, and after that, a good motivational mindset, destination motivation. Get up, get out, do something. Hot topic of the day. And that is part of our Renew You program, and we're going to make that our hot topic on top of vitality and suffering, and figuring out what are you doing in your vitality processes that we're going through in our Renew You programs and whatnot. And part of that is we're going to start off with some good I am thankful affirmations, and then we'll go into our basic I am affirmations after that, and then we'll go into the session. So what we are going to be thankful for is saying, I am thankful for generosity. I am thankful for now. I am thankful for the freedom of having a good mindset. I am thankful for life. I am thankful for scenic views. I am thankful for learning. I am thankful for a warm, loving surrounding and peace and serenity in my life. I am thankful for strength. Then we're going to go on into our I am motivations of today. I am what I will do today, what I will do others, what others won't, so tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. I am going to be the greater part of our happiness. Misery depends on our dispositions and not upon our circumstances. I am the key to happiness. The key to happiness doesn't lay in numbers and a bank account, but in the way we make others feel and the way we make us feel internally. I am there, and there are times I am happy. There are times I am sad, but I will always try to separate emotion from the need to reach something stronger, deeper, and then no matter the emotion, I can reach, and I am going to go for stability that helps me accomplish what is the goal in my life. I am going to remind myself, you do not have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. Now, moving into the session of vitality and suffering, a lot of the times we don't renew ourselves because we're used to suffering instead of living. And part of that is understanding vitality versus connecting the dots, and in our suffering versus our vitality of knowing painful thoughts. And between now and the next session, we should be able to go and keep a record of what are our thoughts that arise and notice when these actions lead to increased vitality or increased suffering. And how to do that is to self-actualize and renew yourself. And that's what I was talking about in your life compass in the last session and whatnot. But we're going into things that help us to manifest good thoughts or manifest destiny. And part of that is understanding painful thoughts, feelings, urges, or sensations and memories that show up today, tomorrow, the next week, next month, or within the next wrap-up session that we have in going over these different modules in the Renew Me program. Then you have to look at the things that you've done and those thoughts and feelings that show up that lead to even vitality, which means, an example, enriched in your life or improved by your health, well-being, and relationships in the long term. Then you have to look at the things that cause your suffering, because a lot of times we are the reason why we suffer sometimes. And a lot of that is from self-deprecating thoughts or things that cause us to go and ruminate and rethink. And in that, suffering, an example, is restricted or worsened thoughts in your life or worsened things and situations in your life that drain you of health, well-being, and hurt your relationships in the long term. And part of that is understanding how to connect the dots. Because with connecting the dots, those are the main thoughts and feelings showing up in your life every day, but in during the week or the interim of your life, that things that are either problematic or good, they either breathe life into you or drain you of life. And you end up feeling like your life is just falling apart, right? So you hit the ground, and you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe this. You know, it's like you're free falling. Then you start screaming. Next thing you know, you have to look at all the different things and say to yourself, mind and body. They go hand in hand. It's just kind of like ear, nose, and throat, right? Same thing. It's all bodies and functions and review systems. Same thing with your mind and body. They are connected. They're central nervous systems, and they're also things that keep you going in vitality and strength, or you're suffering every day. So whether you're adding more to your life or breathing life into yourself, or if you're causing yourself levels and depths of, you know, you're just down to the bar and you just got to take a drink because you're just so over your life. So at that point, when you're sitting down to the bar and you're just thinking and you're ruminating like, oh, woe is me, why me, how dumb, you have to connect the dots and you have to look at mind-body. And we're going to separate the mind and the body. The body encompasses feelings, sensations, urges and cravings and symptoms or physical illnesses and things like that. Your mind is where those thoughts, the memories, the beliefs, and the worries and self-judgments come from, or the self-actualizations or ruminations or thoughts of, oh, woe is me, how come, oh, why me, oh, Lord, you know. So by the time you're on your third drink, right? You're drowning your sorrows and things like that. You have to actually close the door on ruminating and being in those self-deprecating thoughts. So close the door. Let's close it again. All right, in there, we should be able to look at the dots. And D stands for distraction. How have you tried to distract yourself from these thoughts and feelings? You know, an example like TV, shopping, or coping mechanisms that you may have. No matter what it may be, if it's healthy, it's healthy. If it's not, it's not. But most of us will tend to have those self-deprecating coping mechanisms that cause us to do other things other than what we need to be doing. Then we have opting out. Are you opting out, like an example, quitting, avoiding, withdrawing from people, places, activities, situations when we have, I don't like those thoughts or I don't like those feelings? And then where they bring us, like where they make us sit, like in our self-actualization. What are some of the things that you opt out of when you get those self-deprecating thoughts or those thoughts that cause you to ruminate? Then the T in thinking. How have you tried to think your way out of those thoughts? Like, are you blaming others? Are you worrying? Are you rehashing the past? Are you fantasizing? Are you positive thinking? Or are you problem-solving, planning, or are you self-criticizing? Like, what if only if I? Why me? Not there. Analyzing, and then there's overanalyzing, which is what some of us tend to do when we get into those self-deprecating thoughts. And any other strategies you can think of, example, excessive sleeping or doing things that are excessive in mindset to where you're just doing things but you're not getting your strategies done. And that's where, did you look at these strategies and get rid of your painful thoughts, feelings in the long term so that they never come back? Or are you actually still staying stuck? And that's the hard part of getting out of staying stuck. Then from there, when have you had these strategies excessively put in place, rigidly or inappropriately? Or are you finding a place where they are not costing you in your terms of your health, vitality, energy, relationships, work, leisure, money, missed opportunities, or wasted time. Because that's part of the renew you, understanding that you have to find some renewed faith in yourself. And part of that is also understanding that in renewing yourself, you need to identify a lot more than just the dots. You need to be able to say to yourself, taking stock, and then, you know, what makes your heart sing? And we'll go into that in just one moment, because that's going to help you understand the things that you're going to do next. So in that, you have to ask yourself, what makes my heart sing? And in that, it will help you get in touch with what truly gives you joy in life. If it makes you ask you just for a moment to imagine, what would it be if you were blissfully happy and feeling truly joyful, free and light of all cares and worry? If you can't help but smile and with or without anything in your hand or anything that you're using as a crutch, and you feel relaxed and at peace with yourself and the world. Maybe you feel a glow from within and spaciousness in your heart. And in that, you're going to allow yourself 10 minutes or so quiet time and write your answers in the spaces that you're going to put on a piece of paper below. So what you're going to do is do this. So you're not going to analyze too much. You're going to write those answers in. And then, you know, if you don't have but a simple answer, that's a good sign. It means you're not overthinking it. Because we don't want to overthink the exercise and make ourselves even more miserable trying to do it. But you just want to kind of have things off the cuff. Then from there, you're going to also want to say to yourself, feel free to add extra things in that moment of happiness. What else makes me happy until you get to number 10? So you're going to go through 1 through 10. And then under helpful tips and things like that, you're going to want to think back to your hot childhood and things like that. What were you doing when you were most happy? Then you got to think about 5 senses: sight, hearing, touch, feeling, and taste. Could you come up with things, one joyous thing in those 5 senses and things like that? And then, for example, like watching children, dogs playing, hiking on a mountain, cooking, watching the world go out by your window side, and just being happy seeing something going on. Then from there, telling someone that you love them, fresh sheets on the bed or something completely different, whatever it is that you can think of. Then from there, when you look at your list, notice some things like the common themes, powerful messages, or surprises that you see, that simple things that make you happy. How easy are they to do? And why don't you do them more often? Then perhaps think to yourself ways you can bring these ideas into your life or into your daily wrap-up sessions of your day so that you can find something good, specific action in your life to bring you joy into your life, which moves us into the next section of it, which is to understand the attempts, the solutions, and then long-term effects. And then that part right there is where you're going to identify whether or not what strategies that you have in place that you've tried to control or avoid, fight, change, or get rid of unwanted symptoms, feelings, or emotions and whatnot. Then you're going to go look at the solutions, the short-term symptoms that are reduced and things like that from the solutions that you come up with. And then the long-term symptoms, if they're either returning or if they're diminishing or lessening, and did you see an increase, decrease of your feelings and emotions in a better mindset, or if you're in digressing and things like that, then you'll know do routine maintenance on that. Then you're going to look at the long-term effects and the ideal of where the strategy did cost you in terms of wasted time, energy, money, health, vitality, relationships, or has it brought you closer to a rich, fulfilling, meaningful life and long-term. Therefore, we'll go into getting hooked next week and our sessions of how to get yourself hooked into being in a more positive mind frame framework, and so that you can get up, get out, do something, and don't let the world pass you by, and be able to be in that team world motivation mindset, destination motivation, destination. And that takes a lot of time, and then it takes also repetitive things like that. So that's the reason why we're having this informational session with our renewing programs and whatnot, to give you an idea as to what you need to be doing to renew yourself, and then we'll move towards other sessions and sections of your life as we get to making sure that you're motivated and doing the things and the legwork that it takes for you to get there and get there from here. So that's part of this whole entire thing of learning vitality versus suffering and ending that suffering. So I'm going to take you out of here with some good music. Thank you for coming to Team World, Destination Motivation. Get up, get out, do something. Don't let the world pass you by. Ah.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.